Etienne Chabot.
The audience roars with laughter at the 36-year-old man dressed as a schoolboy, in a black blazer that's hopelessly too small for him, tiny tight grey shorts, long grey socks, and scuffed black shoes. He wipes his nose with a yellowed handkerchief.
For me to dress up and try to pull off an 11-year-old character is interesting. It works. I'm not sure how, but it works.
Shardlow's act is in the style of a speech that a child would give at school, entitled My Dad. The schoolboy describes the antics of his giant, hard-drinking, heavy metal music-loving, racist, homophobic, sexist, and foul-mouthed father, who he nevertheless thinks is the cleverest man in the world.
My dad's very clever. He knows big words like diarrhea and hereditary.
The schoolboy then describes a family visit to the east coast city of Durban, famous for its beaches and its huge population of people of Indian origin.
Durban is a lot like South Africa. Except there's a sea of Indian people. My dad says it's called the Indian Ocean.
Shardlow says there are good reasons for the schoolboy's popularity in South Africa.
It's very innocent on the surface, but there are layers of innuendo in the speech, and that is what makes it so funny, because it's almost as if the character doesn't know what he's saying.
As an example of this, in another show, the schoolboy refers to South African television talk show host Felicia Mabuza Suttle. She was criticized for interviewing her guests in what sounded like a fake American accent, and for a style that many viewers found irritating on her show on the ETV channel called Felicia on E.
My dad says that Felicia was never on E. But he thinks heroin maybe.
Self-deprecation is another of Shardlow's hallmarks.
Some of my material is based on the fact that I was born in Springs. If that's not a knock, then I don't know.
What do people think about Springs that inspires you to create comedy around it?
Well, Springs is a little industrial town now. It used to be a mining town. It has that very small town mentality. It has a reputation for not having the smartest population, that kind of thing.
Shardlow says his schoolboy character is his true home as a comedian and proof that he's never grown up. Not that he ever wants to grow up. And his embrace of immaturity doesn't seem to bother his fans.
Bye.
I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.